Hello everyone, this is Moncef Afkhar, and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of your divine uniqueness. And it really feels good to be back with this new season. And this is season 10, and really it was really wonderful journey for me, because it's such a blessing to know that what we are doing really serve others and make positive impacts in their lives. And I know that's because of the many feedbacks I receive from you. So I really feel blessed by doing this, and really thank you for allowing me to, you know, to do this work and to serve you in this way. So today is the first call of season 10, and I'm so excited because we have for this call Casey and Brad Wallace. I think maybe all of you already know them, so. They've been here on the call, on the show, many times before, and really love their message. And today, in today's call, they will talk about getting back our zest of life, because with so many things happening, the challenges of life, we start to lose it, and we lose this maybe excitement and enthusiasm about life. So today we'll talk about that, about how to regain this excitement and love our life again, so fall in love with our life. So I'm so excited about that, and yeah, so Casey and Brad, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, season 10 for you, Moncef. That's yes. Amazing. It's amazing. We love that. And thanks, and hello to all your listeners who are here with us or maybe catching this a little bit later. We are really, really excited to be here today.
Yeah. Very wonderful. Thank you.
Don't worry. I've got to make sure everything's right. We're good.
All right. So I said that. So I'm talking about you know, this excitement about life, because we had it when we were like kids. But when we get adults, like we have so many things happening. So we start to lose this. So how, like, maybe you start just beginning to discuss this, how we can maybe bring it back, like some, you know, like a little bit, like maybe it will take some time, but how we can get this back in our life.
You know, when we put this package together and when the subject matter came up, we really love to have the discussion with our students and with your audience about the soul versus the altered ego mind. Things get overtaken in your life and dominated in your life. And then your life experience is always a projection back to you, the way you see things and the way you outlook for different things. Life is really the soul component, you know, getting to your soul, because your soul has an insatiable appetite for adventure. It is the zest inside of
right.
Happiness. It's the buoyancy. It's the adventure.
It's the peace that never gets fed.
Right. And you're right. When you're a child, it seems like you're very connected to this. You know, you bounce back from strange things really easily. You know, if you stub your toe, if you scratch your knee, or even if your best friend punches you in the arm or in the face on accident, a few minutes go by and you're back out having a really great time. And as life engages itself, or we say the illusion takes hold of you, starts to take hold of you, this kind of horrible thing takes place, which is your altered ego mind. And it really starts to pull you away from that extraordinary energy and kind of starts to pull you down. And you have to get responsible, and you have to get logical, and you have to get dependable. And not that those things are bad in any way, shape, or form, but they can have a drudging effect, a lower frequency effect. Many, many people can really feel that they lose connection, that they lose connection with maybe some of their intuitiveness that they used to have when they were a child, some of the joy, some of the laughter. And some people end up feeling like their life somewhere, somehow, you know, from being in a pure state of happiness to worry and stress and anxiety. We constantly have conversations with students about how do I get this back? you know, I used to have it this way, or I can remember when it was this way, and I've lost it, and I don't know how to get it back. Never feel like they have had it. So this program can be about your original and authentic connection with your soul, so your life has more zest in it and more happiness.
Yeah. Today's day and age, it always seems like we're going in so many different directions. Just isn't enough time to do anything. And so we talk about that at great length.
Yeah, because stress and anxiety are directly related to you always feeling like you're going to run out of something.
You're always going to run out of something.
Mostly time.
And in today's day and age, always seem to affect people.
Yeah, the energy flow.
You know, all that energy changing one way or another seems to change people the way they feel. You know, some people look forward to winter. Some people don't look forward to winter. Some people look forward to spring and summer. I mean, all these things, we tie them all in this program to get more zest out of your life.
Yeah, the continual flow of this. So pitfalls, you know, for you. High points, low points. High points, low points. Finding ways to connect flux of energy that takes place and always being able to pick up on that high frequency. We know some people that kind of go into hiding. Depending on the way things affect them, and we want to try to help you find more consistency.
Right, and you know, we even threw a little bit of aging stuff in here because by you honestly begin because of the pressure and the stress and feeling all of that, pointing all of this out to you, and so. You do age, and you start to age faster. Mm-hmm. And I'm in here that helps slow down the process of aging.
Yeah, yeah. So we're gonna help you go back or get it going for the first time. That's really what this program's about.
Yeah, that's very wonderful. And as you just now talked about aging, because there is this. Because this stress about time, because we feel that we don't have enough time to do all the things that we want to do in life. And then like sometimes we just try to do everything at once and we fall back onto stress and we find ourselves in the end that we are really not doing anything that really excites us or.
Yeah, and we feel like we're going to run out.
The cramming effect.
Yeah.
You feel
like you're just going to run out of something, and so you just got to jam it all in there and try to accomplish it all. And what ends up happening is you end up wearing yourself out.
Yeah.
You know, you actually go the opposite direction. So we talk at great length about that. And, of course, the body, we've always talked about how the body – expresses to you what you're thinking about. And so when you get tired and when you get stressed and when you feel like you're running out of things, then, of course, the first place you start feeling all of that is in your body.
Yeah. Many of your listeners and so many people who come to these types of programming, you know, they come for all different kinds of reasons, but usually they're coming missing. Something's lack in their life. Or their inability to perfect something or to make something smooth, you know, and consistent for them. And we love that because we all love to get answers and receive answers from the people that we intermingle with. And so once again, this is a different approach on finding consistency and balance in your life, the refinement process, resolving process where pain and suffering or money or relationships or the very, very things that every human being desires in their life for some, they just seem to be elusive. Or they had them and they've lost them. It's like the car keys in the room. You know, where are the car keys? And then others tell us that they don't even really know exactly what we're talking about. They've never really been happy. They've never really had. And so now they're using spirituality to try to find
to try happiness. Yeah, to try to launch that happiness. And they don't, you know, and they feel like if they can't find it through spirituality, they just don't know where they're going to get it from next. And so this package, this program, all of that in each of those modules that we have.
Yeah, it's kind of a playful package, but it's very, very useful. Usually with Julius's teachings, for those of who listened to us on Monsef's show before, Julius is very intense and can be, some people feel like, you know, there's a lot of work involved. You know, when Julius invites us to come in, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, there's going to be a lot of work involved. So this time, there is always work involved because everything's about your own consciousness, but just kind of allowing a little bit lighter energy to come in, a little bit more playful permission, and maybe perhaps showing you ways that you are connected with your soul that you really didn't realize. You know, we are connected. We are our soul really in everything that we do, not just the really hard stuff, the really stubborn stuff, really the stuff that needs to be healed, but also just that ongoingness, a little bit lighter energy. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to make that beautiful presentation a possibility for everybody as well.
Yeah, beautiful. And I listened to some of your teaching before, and really I love this, and also the way that like you do it. Like there is some discussion, and also you talk about many like practical and example, like real life examples, and it really helps us to understand very easily, like the concepts and the teaching. So this also I love it about your teachings, and what I want to say is, just now you talked about, like, many people, they don't know even what we are talking about, and they try to look in spirituality because, I think also because there are so many rules that we put and so many definitions about happiness, about success, about joy. And it's, with spirituality, it just maybe help us to let go of those definitions and, you know, come back to this neutral point. So we can like see what's before it was maybe hidden or we couldn't see because of those layers of rules and definitions.
That is a beautiful statement. Beautiful statement. Because spirituality is that which has been hidden from you. That is so true. Everything on the dimensional realm, the third dimensional realm, is really to you a perspective. It's shoving a perspective at you, which can feel like you're choosing your experience, but your experience is being presented to you.
It's supposed to fit in somehow.
Right, just like you said, that there's clear, definitive expressions of love, happiness, joy, and if you don't fall right into those categories, you're missing, and it's just too bad. You know, you're just missing out. You're just the oddball. You just don't belong here. The invitation is something that every soul desires. Everyone wants to be invited to the game. Everybody wants to be invited to the party. It's okay maybe if you can't attend right now, but you always want the invitation. It feels good, okay? This is about the invitation. Your soul's alignment, gifts, and guidances through every small aspect component, whether it be presented, experienced from within, helping you recognize that which is undefined or recognizable to you.
I think that's important aspect of this whole package is the fact that because we cover so many different things and bring up so many different examples for people in their life, that they never even took into consideration that that could possibly be the thing that they are missing.
Right. The connection to things that perhaps you didn't recognize or were never taught to
pay attention to.
There's nothing on this realm but an opportunity for you to know yourself through an expansive experience. Now think about what we just said there. There's nothing here that isn't purposeful. There's nothing here that is a byproduct of unimportant or irrelevant. Everything here has relevance and can help guide you back to the knowing of how fully empowered you are. That is mind-blowing. Mind-blowing.
Yeah, because
even just what's around you in your life.
Right. The people that say, well, I don't have time for this, or I don't have time for that, or I can't find this, and I can't find that. I'm just so unhappy in my life. Why? And yet, when you start talking to them about what's going on in their life, oh, well, I never really even thought about that, or I never even considered that, or there's no way I would ever doing something like that. These are the things that you need to take into consideration. And sometimes it takes somebody else pointing them out to you.
Yeah.
Switch goes on, and you realize that that's exactly what it is that I'm missing.
Anybody out there who has children or grandchildren or ever gets to spend any time around a child, and you're sitting in the room with a child, this happens all the time. This is just amazing. This is just amazing. Child reaches for your glasses
mm-hmm.
or the set of car keys that are sitting on the table. All of a sudden, a whole new world opens for them. The things that they do with them and see through them and their kids, and you're like, wow. Wow, that child's getting a lot out of that spoon or that, you know, when you take them out to dinner and you hand them a salt shaker, you know, and for an hour, you know, they can, and you really think to yourself, when did we lose that? When did we become so fixed on what everything in our life is for? Locked it into that limitation, and we locked our own perspective into that limitation. Rather than having the magical foresight of possibility in everything and what it could possibly be used for, through investigation, through adventure, and that whole process is joyous.
I mean, can you imagine, Monsef, being at dinner, I've seen a video of a little baby playing with a spoon. And, you know, what that baby does with just a spoon. Could you imagine a whole table full of adults doing the same thing?
Right.
With just a spoon. Sticking it on their nose, on their forehead. Across like it's a mustard.
You know,
can you imagine doing that?
Yeah, people do that with special needs people. That's why they don't take them out in public because they're so embarrassed.
That's right.
But really, it's that joyous state.
But that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, and even the way, generally speaking, greets each day. Out of bed, we're running through the house.
Right.
I mean, the sun is up.
I'm here.
There's an adventure. And their resistance to go to sleep because they don't want to lose the opportunity
the fight to go to have them go to bed. I mean, you think about that.
It's a type perspective is what it is. We understand that you have lives and you have responsibilities and you have these things, but it's that perspective. Joy in everything. Single soul. Love. Every single soul is love and joy. What happens is the altered ego becomes a dominant force the ego is tied to fear, then your life has become anything but continually joyous. That means that your altered ego is engaged and dominating you during any part of that time. If you're making any decisions at that time, if you're doing any actions on that time, if you are engaging emotionally in any state during that time, then your life is being governed by fear or driven by fear. And because of that, you will experience fear back to you as an ongoing state in your life in the form of all kinds of resistances and lack and sadness and depression and illness. Things relevant to this subject matter as far as shifting all of the energies in your life and pulling yourself away fear-based dominant energy. Soul is love energy. There's no question about that. That's the guarantee, which is wonderful. All you have to do is get into alignment or get in that seat of the soul, as Gary Zukav so poignantly put, so that you're driving the vehicle of love in your life and receiving love back. That's what this subject matter is all about, hitting it from all the different perspectives so people can understand and those light bulbs can go on. Get enthusiastic and empowered about your life again.
Yeah, that's really wonderful. And also I want to mention another thing. When we compare like adults with kids, it's like kids, they really don't take life seriously. And as adults, we think that life is really a very serious experience. And we don't allow ourselves to make mistakes. So we can't have this, we can't live life as an adventure, because without mistakes, we can't have adventures.
Thank you.
And so
so correct and wise on that. The seriousness also has a compounding or building up effect, okay? So like you said, when children, they're so resilient, they're the ducks that just let the beads of water roll off of them. So when sadness comes up or something, you know, like we said, you scratch your knee, you put a Band-Aid on it, you keep going. But that seriousness as an adult, things weigh on you and they compound on you and you can't let go of, you know, what happened this morning, the person yelling at you at the stoplight, and now that's ruined your whole day. You know, that's what you're talking about. As a child, you just kind of let that stuff go. It lives in the moment of now and whoosh, you're on to another moment. And as adults, that altered ego it loves that fear. And so it'll cling to it and cling to it and hold on to it and hold on to it. And yeah, that seriousness takes over. And it's a sadness. It's like a looming sadness.
Stressing out because you're at the time.
Yeah, and you just kind of turn into an asshole, don't you?
Yeah. Big time.
But we really want you to be the super nice lady that bakes cookies next door, you know, really not the jerk, you know, that lives down the street, but that's what happens. And it's a real invitation for anger. We don't want you to accept that invitation. We don't want you to open that invitation. We want you the invitation and happiness and love and life in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. That's wonderful. Yeah, so I would love to take some questions from the audience. If you are
great.
So just a reminder to our audience, if you are on the phone or the web call, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. All right. We have a question from Wendy from New York. Julius, I don't believe in aging. What's wrong with me and why am I delusional? Why do we have to age? Thank you.
You do not have to age. You do not have to age. Aging is a byproduct of an energy frequency occurrence. That is the truth. Body designed to rejuvenate itself on a cellular level continually. Frequency output of your physical body. Your frequency is determined by the thoughts that you have and the emotions that you attach to that thought. It can either be a very high frequency of love and possibility and miracles and expansion, which literally rejuvenates your body energetically on a cellular level so that you do not age. You don't just not age, but you rejuvenate all the time. That are fear-based. Emotions that are fear-based, angry, depression, anxiety, stress, is a very low vibration and a low frequency, and it actually erodes your cells. That's exactly how your body is. End of story. Science knows that this is true. They're just trying to figure out how do you keep a consistent flow of high energy traveling through your circulatory system so that your cellular level is completely and constantly rejuvenated. And we say you do this through your thoughts and through your feelings. That is the truth. Original application, when you as souls first descended upon this realm in your first humanoid embodiment, you did not age. You did not age. You were continually in a state of joy and bliss, and you lived for thousands, even tens of thousands of years the first time around. Everything was a wonderment to you. Everything was creative. Everything was joyous, and your bodies were just buoyant. You didn't sleep very much, and you really didn't even need that much food and fuel. You could literally live off of the air and off of the energy frequency of joy and bliss. Completely different experience than what you have descended yourselves to. Fear and competition started to engage in your conscious mind as a reality. You started to slow down vibrationally. You literally became heavier. You used to be lighter, literally lighter and more transparent. You started to become denser and denser, and your mind got smaller and smaller and smaller, and you just stayed locked in fear, and you started to erode.
And it's almost as if your smile of everything, try to tell everybody, the weight of everything that you worry about, it just takes that smile down and everybody's frowning.
Right.
Very few people smile anymore.
Right.
Nobody feels like they have anything to smile about.
It is the truth. You do not need to age. You can mature, okay? You can bring your body to maturation, which is a size and a strength component of optimal usage for the realm to be its optimal benefit in an experience for you with balance and coordination and brain activation. That's not exactly the same as aging. That's maturation or maturity of you as a soul becoming familiar in your costume, getting your costume broken in and really comfortable for you. But from there, you can remain in that extraordinary resilient state for as long as you choose, until you decide to go to another place or have another out-of-body experience, in which case you would ignite your frequency and bring it up to a revolving or revolutionary state where your cells go into a backspin on their nucleonic application and you ascend off of the realm. And you can ascend yourself back. This is exactly what happens when we talk about ascending or an ascension process through consciousness. Your bodies do exactly what you tell them to do. Communicate with your body is the thoughts that you process and the emotions you feel, or the way your attitude is of your thoughts. That's your communication with your body. Not just verbal communication where you say, come on, man, I really want you to get better. I really want you to feel good. And your body goes, yes, we understand you would like that. Well, then why don't you change the way you think and the way you feel about things so that we can respond appropriately for you and you can have an understanding of all that we are collectively together. Are a truth. Walking on this realm, and there are those who have walked on this realm that lives even currently for hundreds of years, most of you, because they do not want to be exposed to your fear, your doubt, of your discrepancies, and you just tear everybody up and say, oh, that's not true. You know, they don't want to have anything to do with that energy because they've figured it out. You can figure it out by raising your consciousness, opening your mind, opening your heart and your soul, and coming into alignment with yourself so you have a knowing of all that you are.
That's really, really powerful. Thank you. And also thank you for the definition, the comparison between maturity and aging, because it really brings lots of clarity about that topic. Let's take another question. We have John. He asked, how do we get out of fear? Thank you.
Hey, you have to practice. You have to practice. The troubling thing about fear is it has overtaken you. And it has overtaken you to the point where you don't even recognize
it. Right. Fear is now your life.
Yeah. That's the challenge. It's awfully hard to something that you don't even recognize is there. So the first thing is desire to shift and to change. It's a powerful thing. It's a powerful thing. There are ways to fully come into awareness and recognition of who you are, what you have created, and how you desire to change that. That's another step. We talk about that in this process. Then you have to go through the disciplines and the practices of actually choosing your thoughts, choosing your emotions.
Yeah, the ironic part is, what we're trying to get you to recognize is the reason you're in fear is because you decided through the decisions that you've made, not the decisions that everybody else has made.
Yeah.
So you can't blame anybody except yourself.
Yeah, but that's good news.
For being in fear. And that's the good thing. And that's what everybody doesn't understand. Due to the fact that you're the one that made the decision in the first place to become fearful means you can be the one who's powerful enough to get out of being in fear. Mm-hmm. You look at everything.
Right. It is a disciplined practice when you decide to shift to get out of fear. It's a worthy practice. It's time well spent every day to feel good feelings, to have positive high-frequency thoughts. You train yourself. You have to do the work. Generally, people have a very challenging time doing it by themselves. That's why we put programs together. That's why we put teachings together to help you see it from different angles, to help you refine and master your sensitivities for your recognition so you can say, no, I'm not going to feel this way. I'm going to find another way. Another way. Grief starts to be about that shift. Everybody talks about the shift, the shift. You're shifting from fear into love. But you must apply. You must desire. You must work. You must apply. The more you work, the faster it will come. The more delightful results we'll have. Nobody's going to wave a wand and take all your fears away to do it. We say you're thinking anyway. Think consciously. Why not think wisely? Why not choose your life instead of haphazardly having your life happen to you? Why don't you create the life that you desire? those are the ways that you change. We wish we could tell you that we're just going to touch you with a magic wand and you will no longer be in fear, but that is not the case because you have free will, Master. Good news. So through your will and your tenacity, your desire and your fortitude, you make changes in your life.
Yeah, that's really powerful and really, really true. And from my own experience, like when I have fear, when I feel fear, I what I found is I'm just like trying to escape from myself by feeling victim of others or circumstances. But as you said, it's when I just stop and just look inside and ask myself why I do feel that way. It's there when I really feel the energy shift within me and really feel this resistance. Like
it's a powerful time for you. It is, like you said, the minute you recognize and the minute you make a decision, change happens. It's very powerful. People just have to do it, or they've forgotten how to do it. They used to do it all the time when they were children. Oh, look what's over here. Oh, look what's over here. You know, everybody loves the Walt Disney film Finding Nemo and Dory the fish. Oh, you know, she just found delight in every situation. That's a wonderful metaphor for an ultimate truth. A real ultimate truth, okay? We laugh and find humor in the ridiculous application of that in a cartoon in front of us, but it is a profound teaching. Other little fish was doom and gloom and worry and paranoid and fear and full of stress and anxiety. They were quintessential metaphorical representations of fear and love. And in every situation that they encountered, same thing was going on, but each of them were having a totally different experience, okay? They had an encounter with a shark, and the one paranoid little fish literally was running around for his life because he just knew the shark was going to gobble them up, and Dory's playing with the shark, la, 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 you know, and the shark is like, okay, well, you know, this is interesting, and inevitably, neither one of them got eaten by the shark, but the pessimistic was exhausted and thrust even further into fear from the experience, and she was even more resilient and buoyant and optimistic through the experience because she'd made a new friend, okay? This is exactly how life is. You can choose fear or love in experience. We know that sometimes it seems experiences going on in your life only have one way to see it. You can only see the bad. The outcome is inevitable. And because you have that experience, the truth. But the other perspective, miracles occur, becomes your truth. Because you found a way out and you didn't die. And it wasn't inevitable. All a miracle is an occurrence that was not predicted or expected. That's it. The optimist, the love that creates the miracles, because most everybody's reality is based on fear and the predictable and what is going and the expectations and how things normally turn out. We want your normal.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much for really like all your answers. It just opened our eyes to really things that the solution is really simple. It's not that difficult. But we just need to,
right,
to take responsibility of our energy, of how we feel. And,
It's funny. Something going on in your life. You know there's a problem and you don't want to deal with it. You get angry and you just put it off. And you put it off with it.
And even when you deal with it, it can be bothersome.
Dealing with it. it bothers you. You've put it off, and you've put it off, and you've put it off.
But when you're going to get it done.
But when you get it done, it's like,
now that wasn't too bad.
Wow, that really wasn't such a bad thing.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, and don't I feel empowered that I have the ability to get that
right.
result?
And
yeah.
That went a lot easier than I thought it was going to do. It's like getting your driver's license.
Right.
You know, you don't want to go stand in line here in the United States. You don't want to go down to the DMV and spend the whole day at that building with everybody because they're all miserable.
Right.
You know, there isn't another way to get your driver's license. It's just that nobody ever goes that way. They always wait till the last minute, till the expiration date.
Right, and it's a Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Human. We all wait till the last minute to do everything.
Because when things are their worst, are sick, and you can't find the cure, when you're in pain and the painkillers are either not working or you become just an addict to them, the love is gone out of your life. When you've made such rash decisions and angry decisions that everybody has left and you're alone, when your money is all gone, you literally don't know what you're going to eat tomorrow, okay? You're down to your pasta and your ketchup, okay? All of these things, you know, and there's you haven't got a job. You don't know where the job. When things get to that point, finally you'll act. Finally you'll act.
Yeah, because you feel like you've gone to the end.
Right.
And, well, there's really no other way, so I guess I better pull my boots on and go do something and try to figure out how to do that.
Because by that point, most everybody is still waiting for someone else to fix it.
Yes, you think somebody's going to come knock on your door.
Right.
And they're going to solve all the problems for you.
Right.
That way.
We're so glad it doesn't, because you would not be an empowered being.
Yeah.
You would be a victim.
How in the world does that empower you if somebody else knocks on your door and says, hey, I'm going to take care of all of that for you?
Right. Get hit with the realization that it's you that have created this and that it's you that have participated in this. We don't want that to further your depression and your sadness. We want that to start to create that shift that way. We want that to turn that power up in you and say, I'm going to have to change this. And we say, yes, well, collectively we are all one, but you will eventually get to that knowing. That's where the others come into play for you. But accessing your own empowerment starts with how you think and how you feel and the way you act. And it gets that creative train starting to work its way down
the track. Sure, because what happens is, I'll go back to the DMV. If you're renewing your license before the deadline hits, then you can insert something else to do in your life.
Right.
Instead of panicking over the fact that your driver's license is going to expire.
Right.
But look at things that way.
Yeah, because they've just gotten, they've misstepped. They've misaligned. Failed. Distracted.
Mm-hmm.
It all falls into all of that. Disengage. Okay? And we're going to get you reconnected, rejuvenated, reactivated, realigned, okay? And we're going to get you recreating that you desire, because you've forgotten, you know, how to do that. It is remarkable things occur. And then the momentum build and all of the resolve tumbles in on you. It is an extraordinary process to witness, from those of us who have gone through that process and experienced that process and try our hardest to inspire, to ignite that within you so you can go through that process. And when we hear about it and we're like, yeah, and we're rooting you on, and everybody becomes each other's inspiration and support system. It's extraordinary.
And that's what this program does.
Mm-hmm.
Do you honestly think, Monsef, we don't have problems in our life?
We don't. We have opportunity.
We're no different than anybody else. Different outlook. There's times that we still wait till the last minute to do things. We're making the changes ourselves, recognize those things ourselves, and it frees up so many things in your life.
It frees up. So this is so interesting too, because we talked back at the beginning of this conversation, stress and anxiety, and how that's a compounding effect of feeling like you're running out of time. When you can free up space in your life, you feel like you're gaining time, you're gaining peace, you're gaining balance in your life. And it's all about perspective. There's still the same amount of hours in any given day. Attitude about those hours totally shifts the experience of that time. Like you've had plenty of time and you got plenty done, or you got nothing done because there just wasn't enough time, is all about your perspective.
Yeah.
That's really amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much. And can we now talk about the package, and then we take more questions?
You want to pull your package out? And not disconnect your concept.
Hang on just a second.
Okay, I will share the link first.
We'd love to have the package all memorized, but we don't. So.
Okay.
You want to give everybody the link?
Yes.
For the page, Monsef?
Yes, of course. So everyone, you can just click on this special offer button on the webcast page, which is yourdivineuniqueness.com/live, or later on the replay page. Or you can visit the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Julius10, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Julius10, JULIUS10. So that was the link. And
it would have been good. It would have been good. Yeah. So this package, Monsef, of course, is like all of our packages that we put out. It comes in an MP3 format or a listening dialogue. Each module, as described here in the package, is a lecture and an interactive conversation with Julius on the given subject matter. So it's like you're listening or participating in a class or a course.
In a class, and then at the end of each of the modules, we have a question and answer that went along with these classes that we actually taught to our own students.
Mm-hmm.
And our students were the ones that actually put this program together for us, because they felt like these were the most important things to give you your zest for life.
Yeah, our students are really participating with us, continually participating with us, and they're really becoming part of what we deliver to everybody in these packages. It's really a great transferable energy. It really lets the listener know that these packages really come with love. A lot of thought goes into these packages. These are modules, these are lectures, and these are courses that have worked. So we're not just trying something here or just hoping for something here. These are choices made by students who have been with us for a long time, find lots of resolution in their life, and they want to pass these resolving situations on to everybody. So these are tried and true courses. And the way that the courses are presented is, of course, Julius being channeled through me. And they are trying to hit or close to every angle that you as the listener or you as the participant could be going through in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Through things that may have happened to you or traumas or anything that holds you back. All of the little shame and unworthiness and all of the things that keep the flow of energy from being a continual experience for you.
Yeah, we start off in the first teaching, which that module is two modules. It's a teaching module and then a question and answer module that goes along with that teaching. And that teaching talks about how the four seasons themselves have an energetic flow and how you tap into that energy, whether you're aware of it or not, mm-hmm. and how that actually affects how you feel, how you should actually be taking time to rest mm-hmm. in certain times of the year, and why you get a little burst of energy in certain times of the year, and why you feel like you've done enough
yeah.
for the year, and so it's time to start putting things away and go into hibernation for a while.
You're an elemental being. You really are. Different personality types align and feel energetically in tune with different elements, different seasons of the year. This will help you fine-tune who you are into the recognition and not just discovery of who you are, but allowing who you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, allowing.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Because human beings are so judgmental, every thought out there, but they're very, very hard on themselves. And it's very, very challenging for human beings to allow who they are to be without criticism
mm-hmm.
and without judgment. And when you allow, you're getting in that flow, that non-resistant flow. So that class and that module really does help harmonize you with your own energy
right.
and allow who you are to come forth, right?
Right. And then in the second teaching, we talk about time.
Mm. Yeah.
And how time against you rather than for you. At least that's how you feel. And how time almost feels like you're stuck in a pressure cooker.
Mm-hmm. Can, yeah.
You know, because it always seems like we're running out.
Mm-hmm.
Or that it's just about ready to explode
mm-hmm.
and you just don't know how to get out of what you're into.
Mm-hmm.
But we give you the release of that and we're going to teach you how to live in the now or the vortex of the now,
mm-hmm.
which living in the now means you're going to deal with things daily. And at the end of the day, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And it eliminates your stress.
Some of the stress and anxiety.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For time.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, that module coincides not only with time and things that are going on in your life, but you can use that in other applications in your life as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we talk about how that all changes your consciousness or your aging.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why the body ages, how all of that contributes to the poison in the body,
mm-hmm.
Breaks down your cells.
Mm-hmm.
We teach you how to stop it mm-hmm. and reverse the process.
Yeah, we actually give you practices and applications on
yeah.
how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And all of that, and of course, you know, those are all two modules each,
mm-hmm.
and it's $97.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good program.
Good program.
It's a good program. It's an attitude adjustment and package, very, very practically put together.
Yep.
Yeah, for
yep.
everybody.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Casey and Brett. Because it's as you said, it's really important, like package, because it touches on very practical thing. It's getting back this excitement and enthusiasm about our life, and especially
right.
with the spiritual community, because so many of us want to serve and want to share their gifts, and we need this enthusiasm to commit to this.
You do.
Yeah.
There isn't anything, Monsef, in that program. It's all practical programming.
Yeah. There's a lot of things going on in the world right now too, unfortunately, that we all are of. And it can seem very with fear and negativity. You can search for the positive things, and hopefully people do, and choose, you know, the positive things that are being demonstrated and being experienced and being thought of. But a lot of times it just seems like there's so much negativity and fear working against us. And we can feel really deflated, really defeated, and just a little hopeless. You know, it's just going to be all that it can be, you know, to get through the day. That's just going to be the best that it's going to be. And we want to tell you that's not the best that you can be. You can do this. You can change this. You can learn to stay centered amidst distraction, which is one of the master applications of consciousness. Okay. And so we're not going to let you slip down the tube. Okay, without anybody caring or anybody trying to help you or giving you the tools that are very, very useful for you. You know, we make these programs and we make these packages, and Moncef, you do this summit. People, you know, people always want to know, you know, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? And we're like, we're giving you love. We're giving you solutions. We're giving you applications. We're giving you the community. You know, we're giving you the support, and it's important that all your listeners understand that they're valuable. We're all one. We're all one. We're valuable, you're valuable, and we're not going to let you slip down the tube. We're just not going to let you. So hang in there. Come with us. Try it out. Listen to Moncef's summit. Listen to the practitioners. Find out who resonates with you and who you're in alignment with, and move and do some actions. Your life is waiting for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And because this part of taking action is also important, because when we get the guidance, we get the inspiration, like there is some action that follows it. And it's there where we really take responsibility of the change that we want to make and the transformation that we want to make.
Yeah. And it doesn't that feel good when that happens? It's crazy. It's so uplifting and inspiring. And we love to see uplifting and inspiring things. You know, we love to see the stories. We love to see things demonstrated and witness all of that. Experience all of that. You know, woohoo. I mean, it is God in form, you know, and that's what we want your everyday life to be about.
Right.
Yeah. Beautiful. Wonderful. So thank you. Thank you so much again for this really powerful package. And again, so everyone, the link to the package is yourdivineuniqueness.com/Julius10. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Julius10. LIUS10. Or you can simply click on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page. Right. Can we take more questions?
Yes, sure. Absolutely.
Let's invite a caller. We have a caller from Beverly Hills. Phone number and the new is 710. Hello.
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 Hi,
Moncef. Hi, Casey Brad. I have this issue going on with losses, and I don't know what is really going on. Loss of home, loss of jobs, loss of cars, whatever it is, and property. So I don't know what's going on, but it's really difficult to deal with.
Did she say losses? Losses? I'm sorry, we're having just a little bit of difficulty hearing. So you feel like you're losing a lot of things. Is that correct?
All at the same time, yes.
Okay. So this can mean many things, Master, but really what it means is growth and expansion. That is a truth. Now, we understand that you can be perceiving it any way that you like, But you cannot welcome new things without letting go of some of the other things.
Yeah,
that is true.
A lot of people think that when they start losing things that it's going to be devastating in their life.
Right.
But you can't open up new space for something else to happen if you've got it cluttered full of all these other things that are sitting there taking up all that space.
It is also a wonderful opportunity for you to learn the art of detachment from things and really understand that the joy and bliss lives within you and your alignment with knowing that you are source. That can be a massive shift in one's life as well. Massively shifting. It doesn't mean that you can't acquire things and enjoy things, but when it's time for them to go, you don't even perceive them as a loss, but instead a transition. So we encourage you to perceive these experiences as a transitioning time for you rather than a loss, because a loss feels detrimental. It feels devastating. It feels traumatic. It feels like a failure. And nothing is a failure in Life Master. Everything is an opportunity. Everything is an experience for expansion. But you must perceive it that way in order for it to be that way. Want to say that we don't disagree with you, but we encourage you to see a broader perspective that these are not losses, these are transition periods for you.
Into new acquisition.
Right, and into new possibilities. And that is because you're on a conscious journey and you are desiring all kinds of change in your life. And Master, you can't change just one thing in your life. Everything changes in your life when you make a decision to be more, to know more, and to demonstrate more. Everything changes. You can't keep 75% the same, secure, and 25% possibility. It is a possibility, and it shifts. So we encourage you, through your perception, to change this into an opportunity, a clearing, a transition, because that will shift the energy of the occurrence and it will welcome and provide opportunity to come back to you very quickly instead of very slow and standoffish. You're keeping the opportunity from presenting itself by having a fear-based energy projection going out from you based on what's going on. Shift that energy and you will expedite the experience of renewal and modifications for expansion in your life. That's what we will tell you.
Thank you so much. So much appreciated. Thank you.
Yes, and may your life be filled with every point of joy, Master.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. That was very powerful. And this sometimes we also have like this fear of losing things. But like you said, like life, this experience of life is temporary. So everything within it is also temporary. So we need to shift our perspective about losing things. As you said, it's opportunity and transition to new things happening. So yeah.
It also gives you the opportunity to really enjoy things when they're there, okay? Take advantage of your experiences all the time. Be joyous about everything that's in your life, everyone that's in your life, and every experience and every thought that's in your life, because it will go away. That's why we call it an illusion. That's why we call everything on this realm an illusion. An illusion is anything that can go away. But what stays with you permanently is the emotional experience of that person, place, or thing. That will never go away. So the way you get the full experience of anything in your life is to be engaged in deep appreciation and gratitude for everything in your life. Then when it's the physical aspect of it to transition, you You've not lost it. You have the full experience of it because you and you're ready for the next thing.
I can almost guarantee that that caller at the possibility that losing something is going to open up to gain something.
Yeah, we always say, you know, if you're waiting for the Ferrari to arrive, you got to get the old jalopy out of the garage.
You got to get the old
Pinto. So there's room to park the Ferrari, right? Yeah.
You got to make room. You got to make room for new stuff to happen in your life. But as a human, everything, I'm losing, instead of going, nope, I'm opening up space for new.
Yeah, and when you create experience from everything that you acquire, that doesn't go away. In fact, it contributes to your ongoing wisdom. Lose it. You've expanded it. Carries with you. It's all about your perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. And let's take another question. We have Mary. She asked, how do we reach to our soul? What is the path, especially when we feel disconnected and lost our joy? Thank you.
So your soul is your emotions. That's the simplest way we can put it. It is...
Yeah, without getting really, really complicated and technical.
Right. It's the way you feel about things. Now, altered ego, emotions of fear. That's when you know you're in alignment with your altered ego or disconnected from your soul. You're never really disconnected from your soul, but we can tell you that you're disconnected from the awareness of your soul. Emotions tied to love is alignment with your soul. So how do you get into alignment with your soul? Be happy. Be joyous. Be enthusiastic. Be adventurous. All of those emotions are you being connected to your soul. So get out and do something exciting and fun and new. Those are moments where you are fully connected and fully engaged. Now, when you start worrying about what you're missing out on or worrying about what you have to get home to or somebody's going to be mad because you spent $5 on a movie, that's the altered ego starting to take hold of you. And knowing the difference is crucial because when you do, like you said, Monsef, you can say, no, I'm going to see this differently. I'm going to stay positive. I'm going to stay happy. I'm going to stay in alignment with my soul. Even if there's responsibilities to be done and that are commanding things from you, you can look at them with joy because that means you've had opportunity in your life. You've made choices in your life. You have people that love you. You have the opportunity to take care of something, which demonstrates the compassionate heart of soul, of source. So it's all about emotions. Connected to your soul is every emotion tied to love, possibility, and expansion. The emotions that are tied to fear, worry, stress, depression, competition, anger, violence, all of that is alignment with your altered ego. Those are the two categories. Force yourself to think of something that makes you happy. Get engaged with pleasantries. And you are in alignment with your soul.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much. And also thank you, Mary, for your great question. We have also Amy from California. I want to embody my higher self or whatever I am as a whole. I just do not have any other choice. There is a lot of fear in my being. Unfortunately, I feel lost. How come nature, trees, and all don't lose it? Why do they know that we don't? Please give me some guidance. Thank you and blessings.
They don't have an altered ego. Lose it. Component that has the altered ego.
Yeah, only
animals
humans.
Don't even have altered egos. Humans do.
Humans do.
Humans do. they feel that disconnection. Animals, nature, are all there to help you. They are. They're so giving. They're so compassionate.
They're supporting calves.
They are. So go to them. Use them. Be in their presence. Ask them for help. Saturate yourself with the energy of them. Bring them into your home. Bring the plants into your home. Maybe not be able to have an animal in your home, but at least bring plants in your spices, whole foods, anything that grows from the earth.
Or go out and sit in the elements.
Water. Yeah. Bring water into your home, little fountains, little water features, anything that's naturally elemental, candles, so you have fire in your home. All of these things feed and contribute energetic pathways that keep you in a continual access, so everything in your life becomes an alignment with it and an expression of it. It is definitively necessary for you to connect. You did not come all the way to this realm to not be connected with it. No level of recognizing all of it that is your soul. Just waiting for you. And it waits so patiently for you. It'll wait literally till the end of time, proverbially, for you to recognize it and to use it. You can do as much of it or as little of it, but what we will tell you is once you get the connectivity of it, you will be with it. You'll be addicted to it, and it's a great addiction. Get in the water, go to the beach, climb the mountain, get out to the desert, play in the snow every single day. There is no reason to not spend 5 minutes at least out in the elements every day and recognize and absorb the energy of it and bring it into your house. Bring it into your house. Bring the snow and the ice in and watch it transform into water and let it be a representation of all that is transformative within you. Wise, you are extraordinary. You are source in form. Let all of that knowing be experienced by you, Master, in any way that is presented, because everything is an opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. I really love it. Everything is an opportunity. So, Casey and Brad, really thank you. Thank you so much for all the guidance you gave us today. It was really, and I often call because it really reminds us of what we already have and how we can get it back. So thank you so much for the time and for everything you shared with us.
Thank you, and thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us on today.
Thank you for inviting us.
We launched your season 10. How's that?
Yeah. We're so excited. Thank you, Monsef. As always, we love you. We honor you, and we just are filled with gratitude for the whole experience of being with you. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's really my great honor to be able to connect with you and also to connect you with our beautiful audience. And really, because what you share, it's really something that is really help us to change, to transform. It gives us the understanding and also how to create this change, how it's also practical. This is what I want to say. So thank you so much for everything. And and also thank you for our beautiful audience, for the time you spent with us, for your wonderful questions. And again, for the package, you can get it on the special offer page by clicking on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page. And also you can get it by visiting the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Julius and number 10. uniqueness.com/Julius10 JULIUS and number 10. And so with that, everyone, sending you so much love and see you on the next call. Bye bye, everyone.